and welcome. Happy New Year to your home group. We're back and we're live. Isn't that exciting? My name is Greg Stevens, and I want to welcome you to 2020, your home group. Now, tonight, we are talking about, are you ready for it? Brace yourself, strap in. Here we go. A healthy you. Your health and nutrition questions, sorry about that, are answered right here in your home group. How are we going to do that? We're going to answer them right here on the iPad, and on that, I'll give you all the information. It's right there on the bottom of the screen if you want to get ready for that. We got some experts. It's going to be great. Let me ask you a question. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16 says this, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink." Man, I used to use that as a weapon all of the time. "Or in respect of a holy day or a new moon or the Sabbath days." What did the Apostle Paul mean by this? Many of us say we're going to lose weight this year. We're going to eat better. We're going to cut down on junk food. You got to define what junk food is for me. Never mind. Is that realistic or is that unrealistic? Can a person change their entire diet? Is that even a healthy thing to do? We're going to talk about it with some experts tonight, and you don't want to miss that. Now, how can you be part of that? First of all, let me tell you this. This is a topic you wanted to talk about. And so we're answering this question for you tonight, and I want you to be part of it. How you can do it, text your question, 682-302-1301, 682-302-1301. Or if you're on Facebook, I have the iPad right here. I'll get the text. I'll also get your questions you type in. Or you can email us at askhomegroup@govictory.com. askhomegroup@govictory.com. Let me introduce you to the panel. First of all, on my right, my lovely wife, Michelle. It is Thanks. Her. You have yes. a new hairdo.
Thank you. Since, hey, everybody.
Since Christmas. It is her. And she is with us. And I'm going to go around first, and then we'll come back. Laurie Graves, welcome. I want to welcome you here as well. Abigail Olivas,
yes.
welcome so much. Dr. Heather Canino, I want to welcome you. And then this face you know from a few times on with us now, Jim Talbot, as Cynthia calls you, Chili,
right.
is with us tonight. Now, as we go, before we go on this, as we go on, Laurie, tell me your story a little bit about you, because I heard something. There was a television program, and I don't know if it still airs or not, called The Biggest Loser. Now that sounds kind of negative, but you helped really obese people lose weight, right?
Yes.
And you were connected with that. Tell us your background.
Okay. I worked here at the ministry, and I went, after several years, I went home to be with my children, and I gained a lot of weight.
Okay.
And I needed a healing, and so I sought after that healing. And after the healing, I became a personal trainer. And through a series of connections that happened to originate back here to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I was connected with The Biggest Loser.
Wow.
And I became an exhorter, I guess you could say, and a wellness coach to people before, during, and after their time on The Biggest Loser, being contestants there. Mm. And that was an NBC show, and I've worked with ABC as well.
We used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
watch that
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
You'd
sure
be
did.
Cheering
I
for those people.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, I watched
it a lot.
And a
lot of people
yeah.
love watching time. It and eating ice cream at the same time.
That's what we were doing.
Could you see me? I'm just kidding. Abigail, tell us about
yes.
you.
I work for KCM. I'm the health and wellness coordinator.
Wow.
I have a bachelor's in nutrition, and I've done several shows in Spanish as well for the Spanish community about nutrition and different
okay, so
topics.
Did I
right?
get close enough to your name?
Yes, you
the
did.
Spanish.
You got it perfect.
Thank you very much. Okay.
These two have helped a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Community. Dr. Canino.
Yes. I am a board-certified naturopathic doctor, and I specialize in enzyme therapy.
Praise God.
Enzyme therapy. And then, Jim, you were a professional athlete, so that's how you... I'm the only one that's got a weight thing going on here, isn't it?
No.
Is this a setup? Is this an intervention for Pastor Greg? Jim, tell me about you.
I played professional football for a while and got out of ball representing professional athletes. Played in the CFL, had a chance to go to the Jets, didn't, but because my company in Canada just exploded. We had the biggest agency over there, and I got out of ball. And regret I didn't come back to the NFL, but, you know, I learned how to – you had to be disciplined to play ball,
sure.
be professional. You had to learn how to eat right and what have you, you know. So that influenced me. And then when I got out of ball, actually I had gotten up to like 230 pounds. I was like, my playing weight was 220. I was middle linebacker. Playing weight was 220. And then I started getting real big, and it kind of shocked me. And then I just went on this serious diet situation and kind of, you know, went down to like 180. You know, people thought I was sick, you know. Yeah. Then I started working out again, and I always was blessed with good strength. You know, I used to bench press like 500 pounds back then. But so I started back bodybuilding and lifting weights and eating right, you know, what I call eating right. I don't know if Dr. Covert would agree with that, because I had to get some carbs in there. But anyway,
and so. You're still in great shape, though.
I still.
Michelle and I, we have a son that plays college football, just finished his freshman year, and he had to learn his whole diet.
Yeah.
I mean, when he got there, changed.
Exactly.
They changed his diet,
yeah.
His workouts, everything. And
right.
It's been an adjustment. And now he's been home for Christmas. I'm like, oh, boy, he eats, man. Yeah. Like, didn't we just buy it? What happened to that?
You got to do it.
It's like, God. All right, so what about that verse I read in Colossians? Let's start there. And thank you. Your questions and comments are already coming in. We'll get to them very quickly. What about that, let no man judge you?
I see that as a double-edged sword.
Okay.
What I mean by that is it goes both sides. In other words, first of all, don't let somebody else influence. They can't be your Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So if they can come in and put you down, maybe they're trying to eat right and they think that they got it and you don't, and they come in and try to tell you what to do, first of all, it's not going to help you.
No.
So you need to learn to reject that, you know, and not be influenced by that, number one. I think number two, the other side of the coin is, just because you may be doing something right, you don't go in and start policing other people and telling them hey, what you should
eat.
But
see, now Paul's going to, I'm going to challenge you real quick. And here's the way home group works.
Yes.
Jump in.
Yeah, jump right in.
Because if you wait for a turn.
You won't get,
you won't.
Just jump in.
Trust me, you won't.
Paul talked about bodily exercise profits little.
Yeah.
So what are we, I'm hearing about this food thing and now I'm hearing this. So.
No, that's a good point.
So,
but he didn't say it didn't profit at all.
Yeah, okay.
You see, he talked about the more important thing is a spiritual exercise. That's most
that's
important.
Right. Yes.
And think about this. Mm-hmm. If you get your spiritual part right, it makes the physical part easier.
To do. Yeah.
But you still got to do the physical part because in Romans 1, it says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable before God, which is your reasonable. That's the basic thing that you need to do. That's the first. That's your reasonable service. So it doesn't say don't do it, but don't put the emphasis on that because that's really not the main thing. The main thing is getting your spirit right. But you can have a great spirit and eat like a pig and you're not treating your body right. So our body's the temple of the Holy Ghost.
We work for a very disciplined Brother Copeland.
Yes.
He's 3 years old.
Extremely.
Very disciplined in his diet and his workout.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it is in the Bible. You know, you have to have your spirit, your soul, and your body, and that's the order that it is on the body.
Right.
So we have to, if one of those is not in line with each other, then, you know, it's not,
balance.
You have to have that balance.
Exactly.
And the Bible says, judge not, lest you be judged.
Come on now.
So that's like a very perfect covering for us. And then also as the people of God, we have to know that the Holy Ghost is our best teacher.
That's right.
Yes.
And He knows us best.
Exactly.
The Lord designed us. What might work for one may not work for another.
That's right.
I've had classes where I've been teaching 175 different individuals. Mm. So we start off with prayer and fasting before we start anything. And we hear from the Holy Spirit, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you to do?
Praise God.
And there'll be different people hearing different types of things, and they'll do that in obedience, and it works the same for everyone.
Wow.
Everyone
Correct.
Loses weight.
That's
Everybody's
good.
Blood is
As
filled.
A nutritionist,
cholesterol.
We face that on a daily basis. You know,
yeah.
I can't just say this is what I believe. This is what is working for me.
Right.
But instead, you let everybody, let the Holy Spirit, you know, lead them on and see what it's right for them.
That's right. I teach get your strategy from the Holy Ghost because He will give you one. You just have to ask.
He will. He will.
Okay. So here we go. Thank you for sending these in. They're already coming in. A lot of questions. We're going to get to them. And if you don't want your name, just let us know. But if otherwise, I won't give your whole name, just your first name. Here's one. Lady here, she's been heavy all her life. Now, you dealt with this on The Biggest Loser. You probably have as a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. Tried everything. And the shame that goes with it. How do you get past that?
My biggest client weighed 931 pounds.
Wow.
And so his name is Earl Kennedy. And you know, starting the journey with that, imagine the shame.
Right.
But this guy was watching TV, and he was sitting on the edge of his bed, and he was somewhat mobile. He had been a wrestler in high school. And so he was watching Joyce Meyer, and Joyce Meyer said, "Don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can do, even if it's just a wiggle."
Wow.
And so Earl decided he's going to wiggle a little bit. And he went from 931 down to 250 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Losing two people.
Yeah.
Or three people. Little bits at a time.
Right?
How long did that take?
Well, he is still on the journey. He's had a little bounce back and a little going, you know, so he behavior modifications, right?
Mm-hmm.
Submitting that to the Holy Spirit, believing that he's healed, continuing to do what God's telling him to do. He's had this and that, this and that. I myself used to weigh 100 pounds more than I do right now.
Wow.
I had to walk through the journey. The Lord showed me strategies. In different seasons, the strategies were different, and
yes.
I had to be willing to hear and obey. And as I obeyed, my healing came.
So that's another one that was on here, because I can lose some weight, but I always gain it right back.
Mm.
Is that go to that Colossians thing we were talking about, where the spirit part? Now we got to get the spirit part changed so that you don't bounce back. Is that?
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to be consistent.
Yeah.
You can't change it one moment, obey one moment, and then go back to your old habits. It's not going to work. And maybe that's not it. Like we were saying, strategies change. What worked 30 days ago may need a new strategy today.
And the thing may not be the thing. A lot of people think it's my fat. I've worked with people who have their exercise right, their diet right, their water right, their sleep right, and they're stuck. Mm-hmm. And then they forgive their father.
Mm-hmm.
And the weight starts coming off.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it's something in the soul that's causing the hiccup.
Right.
And so that has to be examined, because it is, like Abigail said, spirit, soul, and body. My beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health.
Even.
Say it backwards. As you prosper. Wait, let me say that
even
back.
As your soul
even
prospers.
As your soul prospers.
That's right.
Say, as my soul prospers.
As my soul prospers. Be in health and have financial blessings.
See how they're all tied together,
that's
though?
That's good.
Yeah.
They're tied together.
If you're a pastor, you just got a sermon. I mean, seriously, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So if your soul is prospering, your health's going to prosper.
And so what is your soul?
Your finances are going to prosper.
What's your soul?
Mind, will, and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people try to approach changing their diet or this by willpower, and they fail. So this question. How can the Holy Spirit help me eat less?
If, first of all, it all starts with the spirit man. And we need to feed our spirit man on the Word of God.
That's true.
That's where our strengths come from.
That's true.
You know, we can feed our mind and make a commitment and the will and what have you, make a decision, because we're free moral agents. But unless you get a change in your spirit, and your spirit becomes strong.
Mm.
And your spirit becomes strong by feeding it. And what do you feed it on? The Word of God.
That's
so if you can find scriptures, really, like we're talking about tonight, and start meditating on those scriptures.
Kind of like what this guy did with Joyce Meyer. I'll move. I'll do something.
Yeah. But he started meditating on the Word. When you meditate on the Word, it makes your spirit man stronger, because you have to feed it. And then it's an ongoing thing. You can't meditate on one day and then, you know, next month,
it has to be
fed. Pick it up again. It has to be a continuous.
He sent his word to heal us of every disease and every destruction.
Right.
He sent Jesus,
he did.
The manifested word. He sent the Rhema word.
He
if
did.
We are not in here, we will not keep our healing.
No, we won't.
It absolutely will not keep your healing.
That's the key. Right here.
We struggle, not sometimes because we don't know what to do. That's something that I've noticed working with different people. It's not that they don't know. They can tell me all about macros and, you know, we've both experienced that. They know. It's just we need to do the mental shift. We need to come to the Lord and know, you know, become sensitive to the Spirit and listen.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a question for you here. And this is one deal that came in, and they're putting it to you. They love Mexican food. bananas, tamales, they love Mexican food. Help.
Okay, it can be done healthy. I mean, I love we all enjoy foods, you know. So the trick is playing with it. You don't have to deprive yourself from all those tasty things. Just try to make the healthy version of it, mm-hmm. or at least be obedient for most of the time and treat yourself to something every now and then.
Yeah.
The word diet is one of those things that I always struggle with, because the word die is
right.
It.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's a flesh thing that you're, if you think of it right, but somehow it is a struggle to get over that word.
I know.
I don't like that word.
Yeah.
I like more, it's a lifestyle change.
Yes.
You have to change your lifestyle.
Right.
Because diet, like you said, I don't like that word because it has the word diet.
Negative
connotation.
And Proverbs says, if you're a man given to appetite, put a knife to your throat. So that's,
well, that's encouraging. Thanks for joining us tonight on Home Group.
That's how
the views expressed.
God is about it.
Anyway, that's how serious God is.
It is. And what we're struggling with and what others are struggling with is no different than what the children of Israel struggled with. Think about it. God delivered them, took them through the Red Sea, brought them out and said, hey, I'm going to take you to the promised land. And they're like, where's our water? And then a few days later, where's our food? And then they even went so far as to go, would to God we were back in Egypt, mm-hmm. where there were onions and leeks and pots of meat. They were delivered, and God said, hey, this is the land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to sustain you
through this.
Okay, so
now after this, he gives them the law about their diet and what they're to eat. So this goes to a question. This came in. It's a text question. Thank you, by the way. If you want to get your comments or questions, the information is right there on the screen for you. Ask homegroup at govictory.com, or you can text them 682-302-1301. You said that so fast. It's right on the screen. 682-302-1301. Or if you're on Facebook, just type it in and we'll get it directly. Here's this. So is the Old Testament eating in Leviticus the way we should eat?
I'll defer to Abigail.
Or Doc and Doc. Yeah. This is you. Yeah. Is that the way we should eat? What they said in Leviticus?
You know, I still go back to getting my strategies from God. What is he saying to eat for my system today? For instance, I'm never sick, and I got very sick. And I switched to something that I never thought I would, which was completely all protein. And because as a enzyme specialist, I know you have to be digesting your proteins, because undigested proteins can cause issues too. But at the time, that's what my body needed. So I'm willing to adjust and trust the Holy Spirit knows better what I'm to eat than myself. Because sometimes you can get in a mindset of being so rule that you're just going to follow this. Even though God's made our and designed our body, we're going to know. We're going to have that Holy Spirit leading to know, I need to shift right now for something that's going on in my body.
Okay, so there's some questions coming in about certain diets and by name, and we're not endorsing or coming against any diet plan. I don't know them that well. But one question that came in is, and I don't know what the Daniel fast is. And they were asking about, what are your thoughts on that?
We're actually getting ready to start a Daniel fast here at the ministry on the
11th. Okay, so tell me what a Daniel fast is.
The fast of Daniel was when the Hebrew boys were taken into captivity and they were living in Babylon. Daniel and some of his young friends, young teenage boys who love meat, decided they would not eat the meat sacrificed to the king. Oh, excuse me, to idols. And they weren't going to eat the king's meat or wine. And so they requested, Daniel requested pulse, which is actually just a
what?
Pulse. It's pulse. A bunch of vegetables just all ground up and served kind of like oatmeal in a big plop on the plate.
Yeah, this doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
Nadine, this is your question. Thank you.
But it worked good. Sometimes we get delivered. Jesus said only some will come out by prayer and fasting.
Right.
Okay, so now how do I do we're starting this, so how do I do this?
So
I don't know how to, you're telling me like baby food, vegetables?
No.
And there's a
book. So there's a little bit more leeway in the way that Abigail and I are going to lead it. Abigail's come up with beautiful recipes that all include vegetables primarily and some grains and
a lot
of fruit.
So how long do you do this for?
21 days.
We'll be doing 21 days.
Mm-hmm. It takes 21 days to change a habit. Yeah. I think that's where they got the 21
But Daniel did it for 21 days.
He actually did it for 3 years. It worked so good. They kept on with the fast.
So what can I expect? When does the challenge start?
January 11th.
January 11th.
Through the 31st.
Saturday.
There's a book they can get. And
so what
if they're not in the ministry here?
Because I'm a little soft. I'm a little fluffy. Fluffier than I'm.
Are you joining? Are you joining the challenge?
I'm just really asking. What can I expect if I join this thing with you guys here at the ministry?
It's really not what we're doing. We're fasting certain food items. In this case, it's going to be meats.
And bread.
What if you're doing sugar. The keto thing? You can't do that then, right? Because keto is meat.
But if the Lord told you to do keto, then he doesn't need you to do Daniel fast.
Right.
We're just doing an invitation. It's not required. Some people are hopping on board with us. Many churches do Daniel fast at the beginning of the year.
Fasting that gets...
Well, fasting has a purpose,
giving something up to get you started.
So fasting isn't just for fasting.
No.
Right? So we have to... put our spirit first in a fast.
Right. When you think about the benefits of the Daniel fast, we can read it, going on through Daniel. Daniel was smarter, stronger.
Right.
He had favor.
Right.
It enabled him to have amazing dreams and visions going forward.
Yes.
There are many benefits to the fast.
Yeah, many. One of them being, mental fog. Yes. All those things.
Mental fog. Mm-hmm. Okay, define that. What is that? What is mental fog?
Whenever you can't think clearly. You get to spend more time with the Lord, and you're able to hear from Him better.
Mm-hmm. So is it like a detoxing of the things that need the impurities and the things that need to be released out of your body, and even as we seek the Lord, our spirit and our minds and everything at one time is being flushed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to come back. I want to talk about some more of this. And when I said I was a little fluffy, I used to referee. Sports all the time, and so I was always running. And when I stopped doing that, I've noticed the difference. How do I? Brother Copeland explains to us in clip number four here how the Lord showed him to cast your body in its cravings. Because see, I do. There's times I crave things, and I think that's what we're talking about when we're talking about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
How to cast that food, the care of food, or anything your body's craving, over on him by taking communion and saying, I have no need of this in my life. He's been free from those cravings for 40 years. Brother Copeland, watch this.
I had this ugly old green bag. I carried my little coffee pot, and I carried my can of Folgers, and I carried, all my makings. And he's, go get it. So I went and got that thing, and he said, put it right there in front of you. So I did. And I had it. Now this will work for you. I don't care what it is, but you have to go to the Word. I had the Word on it. I had the wisdom of God. I now found out what it was, and I knew how to cast the care of it over on Him. So I put it there in front of me, and I won't go into lengthy, but I'll show you. All this is sitting right here in front of me. I did the same thing with bread, starchy bread, and the things that the Lord, or sugar. And took communion. I have no need of you in my life, in the name of Jesus. I haven't had a cup of coffee since. Now, I'm not telling you it's sin to drink coffee. I will tell you this. It's sinful if you're drinking so much of it that there's no use in being a coffee glutton any more than anything else.
Right.
And you can stop it. You don't have to abuse it like that. I never had any kind of withdrawal. Never had that sick-headed thing anymore. And that's been over 40 years ago.
Wow.
The coffee is gone. Amen. You can do the same thing with alcohol. You can do the same thing with anything that your body's craving. Amen. I weigh 100 pounds, about 102 pounds less than my highest weight was. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I'm 82 years old and I'm strongest I've ever been in my life.
Praise God.
Glory to God. And getting stronger.
Can I call it a cheat day?
I love that when Brother Copeland talks to us like that. And he is stronger
than
he's ever
been.
Mm-hmm. And he's a great example.
Yes.
And so we're talking about this today, not to put anyone in under condemnation.
No.
We don't want that.
Right.
And that's not the purpose
of
that.
That's
we're
right.
We're trying to give you answers and help you. I have the pad here, and I'm getting your questions and your comments. So they are coming in, and we want you to keep doing that. 682-302-1301. If you want to text it, Facebook, just type it directly in, or go or ask home group at victory.com. Okay, you guys are all experts at this, and let me go on with some of these. What do you mean by a healthy version of food? Like we talked about Mexican food. What's
yes.
a healthy version?
Okay.
Of?
A good example would say tacos, you know, fajitas or things like that.
Yes.
Maybe using a different oil, which you could use grapeseed oil instead of just regular mm-hmm. oil. Also tortillas, you know, there have so many options as far as a lower carb tortilla or even with a different flour like almond flour.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many options. Just go, you know, try to look around. Those
meat
are the
labels.
Ones I can think of right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. yeah.
Even replacing the meat with grilled portobello mushrooms is something that makes the meal even lighter, less calories,
now,
easier to digest.
What is that? Grilled?
The big portobello mushrooms.
Yes.
You just take those, chop them up, lay them in your pan, and put, you know, whatever you're using for mm-hmm. fajita seasoning, and just grill or saute that and use that as your meat replacement. It's really delicious. And it digests easier.
Yeah, it does.
And Abigail has so many of these great ideas. This is something that we do with the staff here all the time. We teach them meal replacement.
Okay, so let me talk about me. I'm not 900 pounds like the guy you're talking about.
Sure.
I need to drop probably 20.
Mm-hmm.
Is 20 dangerous?
It depends
how
on
fast
you.
How fast do you want to do it?
How fast?
I mean, is
the goal
dangerous?
Has to be realistic.
Being 20 over, because this goes to a couple of questions on here.
Okay, being
is
20
that,
over.
Is that dangerous to a person? I'm just a little bit. Is it?
I think a little bit, and it depends on what kind of fat. Is that visceral fat? Is that stomach fat? Because, yeah, that can be dangerous.
It's pressed right up against the organs, which that fat omits toxins, and mm-hmm. we don't want...
Really?
Yes.
Right.
So, wait a minute. There's a difference in fat depending on where it's at on your
Isn't
body.
Isn't that great? Now we have different fats. Yeah.
And also, you have to keep in mind that our body is structured, you know, like... I'm petite. I'm 5'3". Now, if I put more pounds, that puts a lot of pressure on my joints or,
That's right.
you know, in my body, so causing pain.
So 20 pounds on mm-hmm. her may be a lot.
So you have to think of all those different
A lot of people
situations.
Say, oh, my back is killing me or whatever.
Not a
but
good
there's
confession.
A chiropractic rule that says for every 1 pound extra on your body, it's 4 pounds of pressure on your mm-hmm. joint. So imagine a person that is 100 pounds overweight. They are carrying 400 pounds of extra
okay,
pressure.
Okay, so how do I know what I'm supposed to weigh?
We'll have to do...
biometrics.
yes, your BMR, which would be...
Body mass index, right?
Yes, you have to... we'll have to know your... it's very specific. You have to have your age, your weight, and how many pounds you are right now, and kind of go from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See how everybody's different, though?
Yeah, everybody
you can't
different.
Say to somebody, you right. need to lose X amount,
See,
or you should weigh.
Oh, yeah, you should,
because everybody's different.
There was a lady in our church in California, mm-hmm. and I remember her. She was so thin, but she thought she was way overweight. Remember that?
Yeah. But yeah, that's something up here.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's psychological.
But that's still something that needs to be fixed. That's still something that could be
a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, it's to each person. Like me, I'm not trying to lose weight so much. I'm putting on muscle. So I eat a lot of protein.
That's what I say.
On purpose. But I work out with heavy weights.
But
I
mean, see, it's all in balance. Pounds.
So I do heavy weights. To do heavy weights, you have to have the fuel to do it, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not really into keto, but I'm kind of moving in that direction. Because when you keto, you incorporate fat instead of carbs, and so you start mm-hmm. burning fat. And I do want to become leaner, but I don't want to sacrifice. My hobby is lifting weights. You know,
I
enjoy it. I need to start doing more cardio.
So here's a text that came in. Is it possible to be addicted to food?
Oh, man.
Definitely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Talks about
absolutely.
It in the
scriptures. Especially carbs. No, carbs and sugar.
Sugar.
I heard, very I heard before.
Yeah, sugar that is sugar, very right?
That sugar has, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard from a doctor that sugar has a similar molecular structure to cocaine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It does. Yes, it
well,
does.
Yeah. And to get, they're making sugar these days that they use on chips and everything, but they map your tongue to figure out how sweet to go. So it can be like 1,000 times sweeter. And they put it on everything because it is addicting, well, but it's also very...
So I want to go to that because Dr. Colbert and Kenneth Copeland spoke about this very
they
thing.
Did.
This is clip number 5.
It's good stuff.
And yes. Sugar and disease. And he says sugar invites 35 major diseases in your body.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And disrupts your hormones. Sugar depresses your immune system by 50%, he says. We have to learn to say no to foods that invite disease into our body. And he says that we find that in almost everything you buy in the store, sugar is added to it. Is that right?
That's right.
So it keeps you addicted.
Yeah.
And you have, I did this coming home. I'm not one to eat, but we were traveling and my son had a small bag of chips. And I ate just one thinking, I got to just get something in me. I tried eating one. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I got back in there and I had to stop myself and go, wait a minute. That's not good for us. Put it down.
Yeah.
If it's that addictive. And I wasn't that hungry.
All right.
There's
let's watch
a little
this.
Bit of a brownie on my Bible here.
There's a brownie on your Bible?
It's the healthy version, right?
Watch Brother Copeland and Dr. Colbert. Sure. We'll be right back. Watch this.
So many Christians say, hey, I can do this. I can eat sugar. I can eat all these starches and carbs. And, you know, I'm not under the law anymore. I'm under grace. But what you're doing unknowingly, sugar, even though it tastes so good, and this is why I try and get through to everyone, it invites over 35 major diseases into your body. And it also starts to disrupt your hormones because so many of the foods we eat are genetically modified.
Now, is this the reason the flu season comes in right after Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, let me explain something. When you eat a lot of sugar, you depress your immune system by about 50%. So it's like keeping your front door of your house open so any wild critter can come in your front door, and a snake. In Florida, snakes and alligators, possums and raccoons, skunks here in Texas can crawl in your front door and set up shop there. And so that's disease. Viruses can come right into us because our immune system is depressed by 50%. We're not outside.
So, man, that flu virus.
Yeah.
And it's all over the place.
Absolutely.
During that time, man. It just knocked you out.
And then we're not exposed to sunlight, which produces vitamin D that protects people from the flu. And so that's why that's one of your most important vitamins you can take. So when you have sugar and no sunlight, you've just opened the door for the flu and every virus and most every bacteria. So that's why, again, we as Christians have got to learn to say no.
Say no, right?
The Lord always provides a way of escape.
Yeah, so a lot of questions are coming in, and I want to thank you for that. We're going to get to as many of them as we can. Intermittently, they'll put the information up on the screen for you as well. And I want to ask you a question as we start the new year. We've got some really heavy topics that are coming up in the next few weeks. You wanted us to talk about racism in the church. We're going to do it. You wanted us to talk about some other things. So we're going to get into some of these. Coming up in February, you wanted this again, the all-guy show and the all-women show. So we're going to do that. And so, but I want to know what you want to hear, what topics you like. Same way you get the questions to us, just drop it right there, 682-302-1301, or ask home group at Go Victory. Tell us what you want us to cover in 2020, all right? Because really, it's about you, and we want to include you in this as well. You know, we have groups of people that have people over to the house to watch home group.
Oh, wow.
So we have home group groups.
Yes.
And if you've got one, I want to know about that as well. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let me get to these because I wanted to get to some of them are specific to certain ones on here. Not all of us want to lose weight. And in fact, it can be difficult to gain weight. Is there a good way to follow the keto diet without losing weight? Because you brought up, I don't want to lose weight. Is there a good way to follow that without, what is keto, first of all? Anybody know what that is?
Keto is a balance between the good fats, low carbs, and protein. It's just a balance. It's
good
a
fats.
Really good diet. Well, and I see we don't like using the word diet.
Right.
But
eating
it's
program.
Very, it's, yeah, because they incorporate getting rid of all white flour, white sugar, and white salt. That's just, that's what we should be doing anyways. We shouldn't be having that in the first place. So it's just an easy way to balance
but
the
I
good
do,
fats.
Yes, and I do think people need to really know the purpose of that. And as you mentioned, good fat. I know Dr. Colbert says more of the plant-based keto as far as including more vegetables and good quality fats, you know, and proteins instead of, okay, well, I can have fat. I'm going to have bacon and all these fattening things that are really not healthy for you.
And you have to be careful in meat. If you don't get the range-fed certain meat, you're getting those hormones.
Hormones.
And all of that is stored in that fat of that animal. And what is the fat? That's the fat that they say, oh, that's the good part of the steak, for say. So you've got to watch what type of meats you're getting.
Excellent point.
Too.
Read your labels.
Very much.
Anytime
so.
I buy anything, I don't care what it is, I'm pretty much going to read the labels. Additives, what is it?
Okay, so here's the question. Is there a difference between organic and...
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, still read the label.
Yeah, because like for meats, for example, most of your meats have hormones in them. Because when they raise those cattle or pigs, whatever, they put hormones in them to make them grow faster. Well, when you eat that, you're ingesting hormones.
That and antibiotics.
That's why organic or grass-fed does not have hormones. So it's a pure meat. I'm a meat eater. I eat meat, you know, because I'm always trying to develop my muscles. So you need the protein to replenish that.
Well, that would help you.
Let me do a warning right quick, though. For people who've been eating junk food and eating real bad, when you change your diet and start eating healthy, you need to be prepared because you have what you call detoxing.
Abigail's
a lot of
right.
times when you detox, I've experienced
not feel so great.
You detox, you can come down with like colds
Lose
or what
symptoms.
Have you feel like because your body is getting rid of the toxin. It's got to go somewhere.
You can get flu-like
body. Yeah, you get flu-like symptoms. Yes.
That's not a bad thing.
I was hoping we would go the whole night without the detox thing. That's my favorite word for me.
The detox symptoms are not bad. It's really good if you're doing it by changing your diet to a more healthy food. Okay. But you don't want to overdo it too. You have to, all things in moderation. I mean, you don't want to just go from eating all junk
That's
and
right.
eating
it's
all
little,
pure. Because if you do
bits.
That, you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to experience some.
Well, and people get overwhelmed symptoms. When you come at them and you say, you have to get rid of all of this that is in your food closet.
Right.
Then you get to thinking about the money and how expensive it
right.
is.
Exactly right.
So start with the little. Start with getting rid of all the sugar. Go through your house, get rid of everything that is white flour, white sugar, white salt. Start there.
Right.
Why do you like
start
detoxing?
In little bits. But you know what? Detoxing isn't just for food either. I think detoxing goes into the emotions.
Oh, I agree.
You can
totally.
Need to do
my
detoxing.
Whole thing with the totally. Detox. Yeah. I saw people like drinking stuff. Okay, my mom was. She hung around dead things, you know, pathology
okay.
and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, every day.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And so every year, more than every year, she made us drink this stuff. Lord Jesus.
That's scary. What was it you had
that,
to drink?
That just cleared you out.
Yeah.
We I've called it worm it. Medicine. I don't know what it was, but she's like, this will get rid of all this
but
stuff.
But did you feel better afterwards?
No.
No,
I mean, I don't remember. But I would dread it.
Yeah.
You know, and
I've heard
so
about that.
Easy.
And you see people drinking this like lemon juice stuff with chili peppers.
Oh, yeah. The kind
that is. There's so many fad things that are out there that I think it can cause confusion
right.
very
in people.
So.
And then they really do get lost, and then they get frustrated, and then they quit. Yeah. Because there's right. just so many different things out there that if they don't have wisdom mm-hmm. or some, not just, and I know the Holy Spirit is our guide, but he will lead us to people with wisdom.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that's a wise thing to do.
When you're ready to receive, you have to seek, you know, someone professional, as you said, because you can read tons of information on the internet, but it could be very, very misleading.
That's
so
right.
That's really important to
know. You know, start simple. It's the new year. We're going into a new era, and there's obviously some things that people are wanting to change, mm-hmm. whether it's in your finances, your emotions, or your diet. So the best thing to do is get quiet, get before the Lord, yes. get your journal out, and start making a strategic plan. He's not going to overwhelm you. The Holy Spirit will not overwhelm you.
No.
But
they
will
lead
you.
I'm sorry.
No,
this is home.
A lot of people have been eating particular ways for many, many years.
Right.
And so then to just halt it and change gears and do something that's very, very restrictive, it usually only lasts 42 days is what science
says.
For 42 days, when you look at the calendar, we can start at New Year's Eve and we go till Valentine's Day. We get that big box of candy. Mm-hmm. We sit on the couch, undo our belt, and we're done for the year until we cycle again. So one of the things I asked the Lord, God, what's the least common denominator? Where can everybody come mm-hmm. together? And what makes sense, God? What give me something to tell this big group of people where everybody's at different points? And he said to me, tell them when they approach their plate, ask me, will you, God, be glorified in this choice?
That's good.
Mm. And then say, God, will you be glorified in this portion? Mm. And if the portion is too big, then tithe off a part of it towards your future health. Mm. Because we don't need the amounts of food that we have been convinced to eat. Abigail and I have done classes here for the KCM staff on portion sizes, and portion sizes have grown. Mm. The size, the FDA and the recommended daily allowance, the size of meat is 3 ounces, and that's this big, like as big as a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. That is offensive, right? We want a 12-ounce sirloin. And yeah. if it came small, if we got 3 ounces of meat on a plate at a restaurant, we would be so offended. But we're really eating a steak in other countries, like yes. particularly right. in Europe, that would feed a family of 4.
Yes.
So our eyes yeah. are deceived. Our yeah. eyes have been deceived, and our health
this
is following.
Look at right. this Texas.
Well, I can relate to that, because when I was playing ball, I had one of the biggest appetites anybody I've ever known. Mm. I mean, when we played in college, you could eat all you want. We literally had about 3 or 4 of us. We would go back and get 12 servings.
But were you working it out?
So
that it balanced.
We didn't get
most
fat.
People can
yeah.
do that.
But
yeah.
here's the deal: when you eat that much, your stomach, craves. So when you're not playing anymore, you still want to eat the same.
That's like Matt. He's on the yeah. unlimited diet plan.
Right. But in Dr. Cooper's
book,
Dr. Cooper's book on diet, he's got a really good book. And there's something that he said I read in that book. It stuck with me. And it was a long time ago that I read it. And he said, if you do this one thing, 2 things. One, chew your food.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. until it almost becomes liquefied. Mm-hmm. And he said, the other thing is, because I used to eat so much, I had a problem with digestion.
I bet you did.
And when I started chewing my food, taking my time and chewing my food, totally.
Now, okay, awesome. You talked about digestion. Awesome. We had a question or two about digestion, and one of them was a little graphic. So we carry a lot of, some people, not everybody, I guess, but Americans in general carry a lot of food in them.
Yeah.
Around?
Well,
no
it's a million-dollar
right?
business. I can't remember right. exactly what the numbers are, but just digestive supplements, Pepcid, Pepto-Bismol, digestion is huge here. You fix
so
the
we carry a lot of we do. Stuff do. Around in our colon that stays there for a long time?
And it all goes back to our diet. You know, if we don't eat, it's proven we don't eat enough fiber. Fiber, you find it in vegetables. We're not including enough of them that it's not helping our system, flush those things out.
I remember Whole Foods. We used to go to Whole Foods a long time ago, and they had this section where they had a health person there, and they would offer, I never did it, okay? But they would offer intimates. enemas that would actually clean your colon out.
Enemas.
You know.
Right. You go to the store and get that?
No. You would go to this parlor.
No, I'm not. I don't know. Hey.
That's a whole other.
That's a whole different show that you're on.
I never did it, okay?
Yeah.
But they would actually go in with a scope and look at your colon.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm out.
But you know, in the gut. Stuff.
But they would clean
the
your system
store?
Out. They would clean. Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. Go. So be careful.
I mean, you know, if they had a doctor there, you would have to go to her clinic or his clinic.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't do it there.
I'm thinking.
But they would. You know, they would. You could sign up for it and you know get it. A lot of people were doing it.
Okay. So this goes. This goes to this.
Okay.
What is the importance of taking a probiotic or prebiotic with these kind of diet changes?
I would recommend checking with your doctor. You can't just say, take, you
know. Yeah, we're not doctors. We're not prescribing.
Right.
Well, you're a doctor, but we're not prescribing.
But you put good flora back in your gut. Your gut is related to so many diseases that stem from the gut. It's the gut mind, the gut brain. Yes. Your immune system is in your gut. So gut health is extremely important.
Totally agree.
And imagine if all this food is just sitting in the colon. The colon has, and intestines have, thin walls. And so you've got all this food that needs to be coming out that's stuck in, and it's getting more and more and more toxic.
Exactly.
So then it's creating fog, it's creating inflammation, and our bodies are just being, you know, totally destroyed from the inside by food not coming out. Mm-hmm. So one thing I think that's just it's super holistic and easy to do is every morning as soon as you wake up, drink about 16 ounces of just room temperature water.
That's right.
And that begins to hydrate all of your organs. And it's amazing.
It kicks in the immune system and it kicks in your digestive system.
Yeah, so lemon juice.
So that starts it first thing in the morning.
Most generally,
really
you do need to use the restroom very close to after drinking that. So that's one way to get elimination rolling.
Right.
Another thing is people are not moving enough.
That's right.
And one of the ways that we can actually begin to massage our bowels if they're stuck is by walking, which anyone can do. And even if you are not very mobile, you can do walking from a chair just by picking up your feet and marching in place from the edge of the seat.
It pumps your lymphatic system too. It gets it pumping.
Yeah.
Gets it.
Who took us? Who took us down this? You. I'm going to bring Cynthia back just to handle you.
Gut health is a very hot topic right now.
It's healthy. It's important.
It is because you know if we don't. Detox, going back to the detoxing, no matter how healthy you eat, you know, if you have so many years, our colon is so long that if we don't, you know, we don't constantly go to the bathroom, you have stuff getting stuck.
Exactly.
So if you start eating healthy, no matter what you do, those nutrients are not going to absorb because you have stuff sitting there from years.
With the fiber. No, this is true.
You can't,
this is true. No,
sitting there for years?
Yes, that is true.
It is proven, yes.
They have done scopes.
Yes. And they have done aptitude.
We are starting tomorrow.
Yes. I just don't want to be full of it, you know.
If you're
I had a patient one time that was getting ready to go in for back surgery. Mm-hmm. And she just really didn't want to go in. And she said, can I come see you? And I said, most definitely. Mm. So one of the first questions as a naturopathic doctor we get to ask is, how many times a day are your bowels moving? Mm-hmm. And she said, none.
This show has taken a totally different direction.
But it's so important.
In Dr. Kober's book, he says, if you eat three times a day, you should have three bowel movements a day.
We got our bowels moving.
He said, most people are constipated.
Yeah.
One bowel movement a day, Dr. Kober says that's constipation.
And it will cause, and let me tell you, it will cause emotional issues.
Yes, it does.
But I was able to get her bowels moving. She didn't have to have surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, saved somebody from having surgery.
This is important stuff.
I guess. I never really expected it to go this way tonight.
If you're eating and you're not, you know, if it's not coming out, eliminating, then you have
That's
a
right. You do.
Yeah.
I want to interject if somebody to listen to this. Something that helped me because I was a glutton, okay? I mean, I did it because it was part of my, I had to eat a lot because I was a little man in a big man's position, so I was always trying to gain weight. But when I stopped, I learned to eat really slow. When I started eating like really slow and pausing in between one fork and then wait a while, because when you're eating real fast,
it takes
a while before your system realizes.
I feel like I'm at my grandparents' house years ago because they talked about what is it with old people talking about battle burgers? You know, and they had those all brand. Yeah. Instead of the, okay, right. Here we go. Let me get to some of these questions. Chili, I got to get to these questions. Help me. Here we go. This is one that was anonymous.
Me too, obviously.
And maybe you can speak to this because of what you did with the Biggest Loser and helping people there. What do I do about loose skin?
That's a huge.
Loose skin can be a problem. Hmm. When you lose weight fast, you're probably going to have some loose skin. Also, if you're an older person, you may have more of a tendency to have loose skin. I would just say, go ahead and keep losing the weight that you want to.
Yeah.
And then decide, do I want to go ahead and have surgery, or do I want to wear undergarments that kind of hold all of that in? It took me 2 years to lose 100 pounds. I started when I was 38, finished when I was 40. I believe that through the confession of my mouth that my skin will not hang down to
Amen.
My knees.
Amen.
And I began to proclaim that everything that I needed for health and healing of this skin problem, mm-hmm. That it would be addressed in the supernatural, healing through God's word, healing through communion.
Yes.
I didn't have that issue. People do have that issue. There are creams and things. Vitamin E oil works really good to help keep the skin more supple. It can help bring it in a little bit. But if a person is quite a bit older and trying to lose weight and has a lot of weight to lose, they may have to have that addressed surgically. But I believe in the supernatural, and I believe speaking to that skin can
dry brushing too. Dry brushing is huge to do. But confession? There's a lot to
I'm not going to ask about dry brushing. I don't want to know.
It's another class.
Yeah, just moving on. I got producers talking in my ear and everything.
And don't go there. Okay.
I don't want to know.
Do it to
I just don't want to know.
You brush your hair. You brush your teeth. Why not brush your skin?
Let me say this. Brush your skin.
Yeah.
You brush your skin. That's another one. We'll do another one.
No, this is a health confession right now. You know why? On one of the clips of Dr. Corbett, he talks about laughter, the importance of joy.
Isn't that good?
That is so healthy for you. Matter of fact, no, it was the doctor that Brother Corbett
was talking
about.
Why don't you just pitch it for me?
No, but Murray Hart does good like a medicine.
That's right. That's Jesse DePlanis said that.
But the doctor that was with Brother Copeland, he was talking about the receptors, the pain receptors.
That's
he
right.
said there's the drugs. He said laughter does the same thing that the drugs do to those.
All right, Jim, pitch
it's
us.
All natural.
Look right there and pitch us to clip number two with Kenneth Copeland. Clip number one, pitch us right there. Go ahead.
There is a proven scientific medical fact that laughter is very healthy for you. And when you laugh,
watch
it does the same thing as drugs can do for pain.
Watch this clip right now.
Watch this clip right now.
One of the things that's really interesting that we've been struggling with exercise and laughter, is this opioid epidemic. So this huge epidemic that's all across the country. It's ravaging states and cities, you know, with drugs, and people are trying to find something to help with pain. Well, when you laugh, it's actually a natural painkiller. And when you exercise, it's a natural painkiller. And it works on the exact same receptors in your brain and body, just like the medication. So it not only works on the receptors.
Come on, say it again.
Yeah. When you laugh and when you exercise, it is really, it's God's answer, one of his answers to pain, dealing with pain. Because on a chemical standpoint, a scientific standpoint, it works on the same cell receptors. So when you're laughing, the dopamine and the endorphins get going, and those connect to cells on a cellular level, change the receptor, go into your cell, and then change the cell, just like a narcotic or pain medication.
So it is good to laugh, and you've had a laugh at my expense tonight. We've actually even tried out a new host. I mean, there's all kinds of things are happening. We've got less than 4 minutes. And I'm sorry, I did not get to all of your questions, and some of them are very intentional to you. They're very specific to you. And so we're in no way trying to diagnose anyone or do anything. I want to go around the deal here. Any kind of last thoughts, parting thoughts, encouragement for people who are wanting to make a change?
I think the best thing that we can do is look at portions first. Look at how much we're really, really eating and decide, do I really need this much food? Consider eating from a smaller plate and consider, am I really full? And be intentional about inviting the Holy Spirit to tell you when to stop. Okay. And not out eating your frame, your structural frame that God has given you.
Okay. There we go.
I think, you know, we can't forget that this is a gift from God. You know, this is a temple and the place that we have to live here. So as Christians, this is our representation before we can even speak. So let's make that a good presentation, because as soon as you walk in the room, that speaks before you even open your mouth. Mm-hmm. So to always remember that.
So I had a question. I'll give you this one real fast. Mm-hmm. I like to snack on stuff at night, was a person. Late at night, they get the munchies.
There's always good options. Fruit and apple. I mean, don't be afraid. That's natural sugar, so it's okay.
Or are they getting enough protein during the day, too, for them to be hungry at nighttime?
Last thoughts.
Okay, my last thoughts. Get with God. Get a strategy from Him. He won't overwhelm you. Start with one thing and get a journal.
Jamie can't preach. What do you got? Short time.
The way you get started is take a step.
That's right. One step at a time.
Very rarely do I feel like going in the gym. But I go consistently. My attitude is if I go there, once I get in that gym, everything else will fall in line. Same thing with eating right, with heavy. Take the first step.
Yes. But see, you're getting in charge of your flesh, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're willing
it. It happens to me every day.
Yeah.
I get off work, and all I want to do is go home, take a nap.
Exactly.
But you fight through it. And exactly. Once you're there, everything
changes. Everything changes.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So this person says, I eat emotionally. My willpower is not working. I don't know what eating emotionally is. Mm. Anything you can say real quick to that one? What do you do?
I think there needs to be a healing. I think there needs to, you're dealing with an empty well, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting before the Father.
It goes back to what you said a while ago, early when we started.
Intimacy. And hearing from Him.
Yeah. Eating emotionally. Okay, so.
There's
so
obviously
something. He paid the price for that on the cross. His body was broken.
Amen.
He spilled His blood so that we don't have to be emotional eaters.
Right. So you and I have learned a lot.
Hey. Guess what we're doing tonight?
I know. We're not doing this. No.
Detox.
We cancel that. All right. You started this whole thing. Hey, we are back next week. It's going to be just as lively and just as controversial. Tell somebody about Home Group. Tell somebody about Jesus. Let your light shine before men.
Don't forget
to join us Sunday morning at Eagle Mountain International Church. We want to see you then. Know this, God loves you. And we love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
We'll see you next week.